This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
I'm Tim.
How are you doing this week, Tim?
Tom, I'm feeling contrite.
Why might that be?
Look.
Uh-huh.
Last week we did an episode about the Game Boy.
Yes. Apparently the second time.
Yeah. You assured me. You really wanted to do that. You were like, it's the 35th anniversary of the Game Boy. I think we should, I think we should do an episode on it. And I said, have we ever done an episode on the Game Boy? He said, I checked, we did not.
Well, and I did check, and we had not, because we did an episode about the Game Boy before, but it was the Game Boy, two separate words. Right. And that's why when I searched for it in the list of episodes, I typed out the whole thing, Game Boy, and nothing came up. And I said, good enough for me.
So we put the episode out, and then days later, somebody's like, I just listened to the episode. And then I went back in my feed and listened to the episode they did for the 30th anniversary of the Game Boy.
Did they say, were they more or less identical?
I mean, probably
or,
not.
Or had because, we changed a bunch of facts?
Like, that one didn't cause a big controversy.
Well, what caused the controversy? Tim, really? I couldn't possibly tell. What could have possibly caused the controversy last week?
Some remarks I made.
Yeah.
About video games.
And the types of people who might enjoy them. or what it might make those people who enjoy them.
Tom, I have a statement I'd like to read.
Okay.
And I'd appreciate it if you don't just like constantly interrupt.
God, I thought this was supposed to be an apology. This is an attack on me.
It's an apology, but then you're going to try to rile me up during the apology, as you always do. Then the apology turns contentious, well, then I got to write an apology,
Tim,
for the apology.
If I don't try to rile you up while you're reading the apology, people won't take it as an authentic apology. It's my job. Rile you up. See if I can get you mad enough where you go, you know what? I'm not sorry. That's what everybody's looking for.
Tom, I am sorry.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to read the statement, and then... please hold your questions for
me. My lawyer will be taking questions.
Last week on the show, The Complete Guide to Everything, I made some comments about video games and video gamers that I deeply regret. These comments do not reflect who I am as a person. And after doing a lot of soul searching this past week, I now understand that I lashed out because I was embarrassed to tell the truth. My truth.
Oh. You're making it about you, okay.
And the truth is, I'm simply wild about video games. You say Super Mario?
Uh-huh.
I say, give me Mario of these wonderful games.
I mean, this is, okay.
You say Metroid? I say, Getroid me more of these wonderful games.
Okay.
You say...
I mean, so far you're showing your gamer bona fides because you know two games.
You say go to the polls. I say Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I've heard that before.
You see, I love everything about video games, from the water levels of Super Mario Brothers 3 to the minecart madness of Donkey Kong Country. I love it all. I especially love when you turn into the blinking man when you eat a star in Super Mario Brothers 3.
I think he just touches the star.
So in summation, I apologize to all of the video gamers out there, to Mario and Luigi, and the rest of the gang from Super Mario Brothers 3.
Okay, so specifically Mario 3.
And most of all, to me.
Oh, you're apologizing to yourself.
Denying my truth for so long.
Oh, okay. So now what happens?
What do you mean?
Now that this
my statement is not over.
Yeah. Oh, it's not over yet. Okay. Yeah.
Good night. And good luck.
Okay.
Live from New York, well, Saturday night.
No, that last part doesn't make any sense. Actually, the last two parts don't make any sense. I mean, what now? Now that you've taken this tremendous burden off your chest and admitted that you are in fact a gamer.
Yeah, business as usual.
Oh, okay. You're not gonna like start playing video games or anything like that.
No, it's fine. I like them. It's fine.
Uh huh. Well, you said no. I mean, you were saying more than just you like them. And it's fine. Tim, I mean, originally...
I'm not going to be all showy about it, Tom. I'm not going to be all dramatic about it.
Originally, you said they were for losers, and now you're saying, get me Mario of these wonderful games. But then, now you're saying you could take them or leave them?
No, I'm not
that
saying...
they're fine?
I'm not going to sit here, Tom, and bore you with all the minutiae of my video... how I'm so wild and crazy about video games.
Do you have
games.
A big collection? Is that what you mean
by
that?
Yeah, I got them all.
You have them all. You have all the video games.
I collect them all, Tom. This is something that you didn't know about me. When a video game comes out, I'm on it.
Oh, you're on. You collect it.
Yeah. And I play them.
Every system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the new ones, even.
Yeah.
Wow. That how do you afford that kind of...
the money from the Complete Guide to Everything Patreon.
I don't think that's enough money for all that, for all those games. And even if it was, where would you put them all?
I buy them digitally.
Okay. Even the old ones, the very old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I use emulators, Tom.
Hmm?
Emulators. Oh, yeah. You familiar with the concept?
Uh-huh.
As a non-video gamer, I don't think you would understand the concept of emulators the way that me, a video gamer, does.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah.
Dragon's Dogma 2. That's one that I've
That's one of the new ones that you like a lot?
Pacific Drive.
Uh-huh. That's what you were typing on your computer so furiously to remind yourself the name of?
Balatro.
Okay. Yeah, that's like a roguelike. Yeah. Do you like roguelike games, Tim?
Tom, get me Mario of those roguelike games. That's what I say.
What's like your favorite?
You know what other game I like? I like Liss Fanga, the Time Shift Warrior.
Okay, that one I don't know about.
Yeah, you can only play that on Windows PC.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know. Wow, all right.
Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden. You know, games like this. This is what I'm passionate about. How are you doing this week, Tom?
I'm doing good, Tim. I've been I have been gaming it up recently. Yeah. I'll admit it. Mm-hmm. I got
nothing to be ashamed of,
a
Tom.
New Star Wars game. And I've been playing that a lot.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Do you think that's cool?
Yeah, I think
to
that's
be playing
cool.
A Star Wars video game?
100%, Tom. Yeah, I've been playing that game as well.
You don't think it's twice as nerdy because it's a video game and it's Star Wars?
Yeah, Star
you don't
Wars, think it makes famously me a double for loser? Nerds.
I mean,
the most successful film franchise of all time.
It used to be for nerds. I think it's still kind of
your
for
words,
nerds.
Not mine.
I think
friend.
It is for nerds because like everybody else stopped going to the movies for Star Wars stuff.
No, now I think it's for kids.
It's always been for kids. Tim, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. We all love Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Misa for kids.
Yeah.
That was his favorite, his famous catchphrase.
So as a culture,
mm-hmm.
we are pro the actor that portrays Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
And pro the actor that portrayed Lil Darth Vader, right?
Yes.
Jake
because,
Lloyd.
Yeah, we realize now, I mean, everybody realizes except for monsters that like, you don't need to attack an actor, especially a child actor.
Yeah, he was about 7 years old.
Yeah, and also the guy who played Jar Jar, he was like 21 or so. He was very young at the time. And people didn't like those characters.
I'll see you. You know, he could have been 60. He's like, you're an actor and you get cast in the first Star Wars movie in 20 years.
Yeah.
You can be happy about it. It's more like 15 years, I guess, right?
At that point, yeah, yeah. Something like, yeah, yeah, who knows?
That's wild, right? Yeah. Like, Return of the Jedi came out in, what, like, 83?
Yeah, I think so.
And, yeah, so it's like 16 years, right? Yeah. Because 99?
And it seemed like an insane amount of time had passed.
Yeah, could you imagine, like... Like, that was almost the amount of time between the two Avatar movies.
Yeah. And nobody was waiting outside the theater for that, yeah. Dressed up like one of the Navi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still pissed I didn't go see that movie.
The first one?
No, the new one. Oh. Or either of them, but the new one in the 3D IMAX. Yeah. I should have done that.
Yeah. Might have made you sick.
I like getting sick.
Might have made no. You didn't let me finish. Might have made you sick of living on Earth.
That's hey.
You ever hear about that? Some people have a disease, a mental disease, where they want to live on Navi after seeing that movie.
I don't know if that's a disease or if that's just...
That's how they refer to it. Or a clinical diagnosis.
A disorder.
Yeah. I remember that being like, I mean, I'm sure it was something that like 20th Century Fox put out as like a pro. People love this movie so much that they're depressed. They're not.
Yeah, that they can't Navi. Live inside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about peanut butter this week.
We're talking about peanut butter. This was a suggestion from Melanie H. on
hey,
our
Melanie
Patreon.
Melanie H., thanks a lot.
Yeah. And this one you checked. We have not done it before.
Right.
Peanut butter, Tim, where you stand on it?
I got to tell you.
Well, don't stand on it. You'll grind it into the carpet.
Well, what if it's not the carpet? What if it's a hardwood floor?
Well, I mean, that might be good for it. The oils?
I think the oils would probably be good for it.
Yeah. Hey, go for it.
Obviously, Tom, I am pro peanut butter. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I think peanut butter might be one of my favorite foods, Tim.
Look, I know I said some regrettable things last week. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? I'm not even going to say it. Remember how I called gamers piece of shit dummies last week?
I actually don't remember that specific phrase. I just remember you called them losers, not piece of shit dummies.
I was going to say that people that don't like peanut butter
are also piece of shit dummies.
But I don't believe that because there are people with severe peanut allergies and they're not say, piece of shit dummies at all.
There's some gamer with a peanut allergy, Tim, that's writing your name on a list right
but
now.
But if you can physically eat peanut butter but you choose not to, come on, man, grow up. Eat some peanut butter already.
Very popular. I always thought it was the most popular in America, and it is very popular in America.
The most popular what, just thing?
That, like, of all the places in the world, peanut butter was the most popular in America. Is another way I would put it. But I'm trying to find it here in my notes.
Strong start to the peanut butter segment.
We're not... I think it's like Canada and Norway are actually people eat more peanut butter there, like per capita.
Okay.
But
by volume, we probably eat the most peanut butter.
No, I think this. Oh yeah, yeah, because there are more people.
There's more people, and we have bigger serving sizes here.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Right back to America. We're number one.
We're number one, baby.
Tim, I was looking up for some peanut butter facts. I gotta be honest, it's hard to find neutral sources on this kind of stuff.
It's biased reporting.
Because I got a bunch of good sounding facts, but who knows if they're true because they're by the peanut butter board.
Oh, I was going to say the peanut butter council, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then I was like, well, let me get a second opinion. Well, second result, ilovepeanutbutter.com.
Well, okay. You know who sits on the peanut butter board?
Who?
Franklin Jiff.
Franklin, I thought you were going to say Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut.
Right. Peanut butter board sounds like an appetizer or something.
Man, like, a high-end peanut butter restaurant.
Peanut
butter two ways, and it's smooth and chunky.
Yeah. Like, they bring out, cheese boards. Why not a peanut butter board?
Because there's not that... Well... I guess we can get into it, but there's a lot of varieties of peanut butter these days.
There are, but I was looking at some of them and they're kind of bullshit. You know, Tim, you know me, I'm a sucker for marketing. I'm a sucker for limited edition flavors.
Right.
But I think peanut butter is one of those things where I've had a few, like, you know, novelty peanut butters in my day. And none of them have really done the trick for me.
What, like, what type are you talking about?
I'm looking at different flavors. What's in, there's the peanut butter company. That's,
yeah, that's the one that has, like, hey, we're going to put some flavorings in
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I remember actually having a chocolate one from them. That was pretty good.
Huh.
But it was also kind of like, you know what? I could also just get peanut butter and Nutella and do this on my own. I don't need a man at the factory. I'm not going through enough peanut butter mixed with chocolate that I need the man at the factory to do it for me.
Well, some people are going through a lot of that. Tom,
mm-hmm.
let's just get this out of the way up top. I know we like to hold this generally to the end. What is your go-to peanut butter brand and style? Like, what is
okay?
Like, are you someone
mm-hmm.
like me?
Yeah.
Who like okay, the peanut butter like is eaten so frequently that mm-hmm. like every couple trips to the grocery
yeah,
store for the big shop, I gotta get it. What are you reaching for?
I am pretty exclusive, Tim, on Chunky Natural.
Chunky Natural. No, I'm not talking about your porn searches.
No, yeah, still Chunky Natural for this one, too.
Are we going to cut that joke out?
No, it's fine. No, Chunky Natural. That's what I like.
All right.
Whether it's a search on my favorite search engine or... peanut butter.
Chunky Nat, but is there a brand?
There's not a brand, because honestly, if they're doing it right, there should really be nothing in it except peanuts.
Right.
It just ground up peanuts.
Yeah, but like if you have the choice between Planters and like
oh, I'll say
dog
actually,
shit brands well, is peanuts.
I'm
like
not gonna get
you're
gonna
dog
eat
shit it.
Brand.
Like there's definite like yeah. degrees of good peanuts, right?
I think I often get the Smucker's natural chunky peanut okay. butter just because that is like the one that is most frequently in stock that is not outrageously priced.
Yeah, peanut butter, man. Sometimes you're like, this looks interesting. Like, mm-hmm. maybe I'll try this brand. And it's like $23.
Yeah.
What?
Is there diamonds
in it? Have we talked
about
this? Have we not done a peanut butter episode? I feel like there's so much disparity between, like, you can
peanut butter prices?
Yeah, you can bet, like, you know, smooth peanut butter for $1.99.
Yeah.
And then the same size will be smooth peanut butter for $43.
Yeah. I will say I also often get, like, the store brand natural peanut
yeah.
butter. I forget what it is. For that same reason, like the only thing I really look for is I check the ingredients if it's not a brand familiar with to make sure it's just like peanuts and salt.
Yeah.
Cause it's like the oil, especially the like mass produced, like the Jif and mm-hmm. the,
Skippies of the
Skippy
world.
Skippy and Peter Pan peanut butter of the world. Like they're adding oil to it to make it like more shelf stable, so you don't have to stir it.
And more delicious.
Yeah, and yeah, it's
they're adding sugar too.
Yeah,
right?
Sugar
yeah.
as well. So like they're making it taste better, but if you don't do that, then peanut butter is actually like not bad for you.
Yeah,
It's
peanuts.
But then when you add all that,
chew it up
in,
and spit out.
Yeah, just chew it up and spit it into the can. You don't have to go through all this nonsense adding stuff. But when you add all that stuff, that's what can like make peanut butter bad for you.
You want to know what a good brand that I found for natural peanut butter, Tom?
What's that?
And it's cost effective. Teddy.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's natural peanut butter, Tom.
Uh-huh.
And like it caps out at like $4.99.
Wow.
It's great. Yeah.
Are you a chunky or smooth?
We had this conversation.
We did
recently.
Have this conversation recently.
Look, I've been a smooth man pretty much my whole life, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And after that conversation, I was like, I eat a lot of peanut butter sandwiches And I like a lot of different textures in my, in like a peanut butter.
A lot of different textures?
Yeah, I like a variety of textures.
In one sandwich, a variety?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, do you, Tom.
Yeah, I guess I do. I'm just thinking like, I mean, in my mind, the other texture I went to was sand.
Tom,
it's like, see, like
picture
the turkey,
you're building a turkey sandwich, right? You're getting bread that's generally soft. You're getting turkey, which is slimy. That's a good texture, right?
Yeah.
You're getting lettuce, which is crispy, crunchy. Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah, and wet. Tomato, which is squishy and wet.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you got like the condiments.
And then a little sand.
A little bit of sand for grit.
Yeah, for a different texture altogether.
So we all like. And what I was thinking is, yeah, peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, peanut butter, jelly, bread, that's all mushy.
Yeah.
But if I can add some crunch.
Yeah.
I bought some Teddy Brand Chunky, Tom, after our conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm on my second jar of it since our...
Wow.
And guess what? We keep Chunky and Smooth in the house because I use Smooth in my smoothies.
Oh, good thinking.
That's where we get the name.
Saves you on the electricity bill.
I guess I eat
bill.
A lot of peanut butter, Tom.
You don't have to run the blender as long if the peanut butter is already smooth.
It's pre-smoothed, yeah.
Yeah.
I could put Chunky in there. I could put peanuts in there. Maybe I just pour peanuts in there.
Yeah, cut out the middleman. Yeah. Tim, women and children prefer creamy peanut butter, while most men opt for Chunky. So welcome to being a man.
Wow, Tom.
Finally.
I don't generally subscribe to such gender norms.
Well, I'm just telling you that this is what the peanut board's telling me, the peanut butter board.
Yeah. You know what that tells me?
What? But well, I have another. Okay, go ahead.
That tells me like they need to move some Chunky, and like they're just trying to make men feel emasculated for eating smooth.
Yeah, the Chunky's got to be cheaper for them to make, so they're like, we gotta start moving this stuff. The margins are better.
You know what? We can't like every household. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't just have one jar of peanut butter. We should have his and hers.
Yeah, there should be peanut butter for the women and children of the house, and then the man's peanut butter.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and it worked. I mean, I guess I'm both man and woman, Tom.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say another possible explanation for it, Tim, is that people living on the East Coast prefer creamy, while people on the West Coast prefer Chunky.
Hmm.
Not all, mind you. This is not 100%.
Tom, are you like me? Do you feel like that would be flipped?
Yeah, I would have thought that East Coast would be
I'm only thinking
junky.
Like East Coast, like I'm thinking like northern, like New England.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, not the South.
Right, because like I feel like, you know, it's like...
Not the South where they grow peanuts.
They're like proud of like... the winters here are brutal.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like they'd be like, and our peanut butter tastes like it has rocks in it. You know, and they'd be
and
like...
they don't even grind it all away.
Yeah. And then, like, in California, I feel like they'd be like, hey, man, I'm just going to go catch some waves, and it's going to be real smooth, slick peanut butter out there, buddy. You know what I mean?
No, not really.
You know what I mean.
So you think they would... You're just kind of like extrapolating.
It's like a carefree attitude. It's right. Like, I don't need to chew, you know, chunks.
You thought they would prefer creamy peanut butter because of the waves.
No, the waves are emblematic of the whole lifestyle, Tom.
Oh, okay. I'm not 100% sure I follow.
Yeah,
but,
you follow.
Tim, let me tell you some other facts from the peanut butter board here. By law...
Okay.
Under penalty of execution.
Death? Okay.
Any product labeled peanut butter in the United States must be at least 90% peanuts.
That's a good law.
Yeah. I honestly bump it up a little bit.
95%. You don't want to drive the good people at the peanut butter company out of business.
You're going to say drive them crazy.
It'll drive these guys
we
batty.
Got up the peanuts again. Were you doing First, we had to open up the second factory for the junkie.
Who passed that law? Jimmy Carter?
I don't know, Tim, but I can tell you this. He's one of two former presidents that were peanut farmers. Do you know the other one?
Nixon.
No. Wouldn't that be weird if there were like two in a row?
Yeah.
Or not in a row, but close enough.
Ford?
No, no.
I should have known. Taft.
No.
Washington.
It was Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Yeah, huh. Thomas Jefferson was also.
That sounds like a lie.
Why would they make that up? I think he had like a few.
Why would they make anything up about the founding fathers? They make up so many things about the founding fathers.
Okay. Well, I don't think they made this one up. I mean, and if they did, then okay.
Oh, Washington chopped down a cherry tree and then said, I cannot tell a lie. And by the way, what does that prove?
Yeah, but that was like about him being a little kid.
Yeah, but and it was a lie.
It was to prove that he can't tell a lie.
But the whole thing was a lie.
And what does that teach you?
And why did he chop down the cherry tree? A good little boy wouldn't have chopped down the cherry tree to begin with.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do cherries grow on trees?
Yeah, yeah, cherry trees.
They don't grow underground like potatoes?
Or peanuts. Did you know peanuts grow underground?
Yeah. What gave me away?
Too long.
My eyes shifted around. Yeah, of course I know that, Tom. Where else would they grow?
You started wetting your pants when I said that.
That was for unrelated reasons, Tom.
Tim, I mean, I can't do it right now, but maybe during the break, I'll show you a picture of a peanut plant. You're going to be like, you made that up. That's not what they look like.
Is it one of these things where, like, sometimes you see how food grows and you're like, why do we even bother? This seems like so much work to get this out.
It's kind of one of those things. Yeah, yeah. It's not too far away from that. But it is a rare plant in that the flowers are above ground, but the fruit essentially is below ground, the body of the actual plant, you know, and it's in peanut shells.
Yeah.
And those peanut shells, they're just kind of in the dirt like potatoes. And then we pull them out.
Peanuts, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Too much trouble as a snack, right?
Yeah, but that's what makes them great at the circus or a baseball game.
You know, people say that.
Because it gives you something to do with your hands. And don't you like just throwing stuff on the ground?
No, that stresses me out.
It stresses you out?
No,
it's fine. It's like, I hate
littering.
Someone's
got to clean that up.
Yeah, that's the good part.
Not you.
Yeah, not me.
Would
it's
you,
accepted.
Would if you I... throw them on the ground at the baseball stadium if before you left they were like, okay, and we're going to hand you a, like... Everybody is
no,
meant
I would
to
just
like
put them in a bag or whatever. Then.
Yeah,
so and it wouldn't be as much fun.
Yeah,
but I probably wouldn't buy them at a ballpark if they said like, "Hey, you can't do that."
It's less the shell for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the paper. I hate the paper around the thing.
Oh, around the like peanut?
Yeah,
like the little skin.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like the skin. You can give me your skins. I'll eat them.
You eat them?
Yeah, just save them all for me.
Yeah.
Throw the shell on the ground, put the skins in a bag, and I'll eat them.
Okay. And I'll throw the peanut on the ground, too.
Nah, you can eat. You eat the peanut.
I don't want to eat the peanut.
This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
I said love second, and then the treasure, that's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
we think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tim, according to, I won't tell you the source yet.
Peanut butter board.
No, it is according to a 2016 survey by Peter Pan Simply Ground Peanut Butter. So not just the company, like
the product.
A specific product did this survey. The average person will eat almost 3,000 peanut butter and jellies in their lifetime. Does that sound right to you?
I'm probably going to go higher for myself.
I mean, that would be if you lived 100 years, you would have 30 a year.
Okay.
Which is what? Two a month? Two and a half a month? Yeah, they're saying the average adult eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich three times a month. That's got to be like, there are some people eating it for
every
meal.
Like me, I'm up in the average here.
Yeah, yeah, you're dragging it up for everybody else.
Yeah. Also, children. Right? How often did you have a peanut butter and jelly
sandwich?
Well,
no, this is adults they're talking about.
Oh, adults?
Yeah. I mean, I guess over the course of your lifetime, 3,000, they're including children. But
yeah,
the average adult eats a PB&J three times a month.
Well, that math doesn't add up.
Well, they're saying three times a month as an adult. But then when you're a kid, I guess longer. So then, you know, the average
when
age
are you
an is
adult?
Like
Let's
80.
Crunch some numbers here. So three a month is 36 a year.
Yes.
Okay. That I did not need my calculator for.
Wow. Look at this guy, the human calculator.
The average, let's say 80, right? We're saying, let's say 80.
80 years, yeah.
So, and you become an adult at 18, we're saying. For
that's
the sake
what the
of
law says.
So 62, you know the age of consent laws, at least in
well,
New York.
I was
going to
say,
well.
Yeah.
Or you know for every state.
You always bring that chart around with you that you have to consult.
Okay, so 62 years and 36 sandwiches a year is 2,232 sandwiches.
Yeah, all right. So then when you're a kid, you're making up that extra 800 sandwiches or so.
Yeah, but like...
So what? But that's probably not that much more. That's what, maybe like...
That's 44 a year.
Oh, 40. Yeah, all right. There you go.
So still like 3.7. So yeah. Let's round up to 4.
Yeah, there you go.
4 a month? Every kid I know is eating more than 4 sandwiches
saying,
a month. But I guess... A zero, like an infant, isn't eating any sandwiches.
Right, and kids that are allergic to peanuts aren't eating any sandwiches.
Yeah, well, I don't think the Peter Pan
company
recognizes them as people.
Right. Yeah. So you're saying
they make them? They're like, you people make me sick.
And then they say your product makes us sick.
Yeah.
And. It's nothing personal.
It makes
Peter
me
Pan.
Sick that I do have a personal thing against Peter Pan, the character.
What about
what
him?
What a shitty character. He's so egotistical. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, he's not necessarily like Wendy is the hero of that story. It's not necessarily Peter.
I don't even know who the like.
I don't even know who that is.
Wendy.
No, I said Peter Pan.
I saw a production of Peter Pan, Tom.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this. Yeah.
It was good.
Child production.
Yeah, it was good. The the story of Peter Pan is confounding.
Well, Tim, it was a bunch of kids putting this on. They may have been skipping lines and stuff.
They definitely did skip scenes because it was like, well, that person was like is now captured by the pirates. I didn't see them get captured by the pirates. Whatever. A lot happened. It was like No Country for Old Men.
Right. A lot happens off screen. You're like, oh, the guy in the pool?
Yeah.
You got to be paying attention.
You got to be paying attention. That's what these kids were telling me. I was zoning out.
Yeah.
Tom, the story makes no sense.
The story? Well, you know, it's not like based on a true story or anything.
People's motivations don't make any sense.
Well, whose motivations don't make sense?
Peter Pan.
He doesn't want to grow up.
The Lost Boys.
Wendy doesn't want to grow up either.
She kind of does, though.
Yeah, and that's kind of her character struggle.
You don't know any... You're arguing me on
this.
I know
so much about the Darling family.
No, we're talking... Clarissa Explains It All now?
No, Wendy Darling. That's her name.
Okay.
Michael and John are her brothers.
Yeah,
see, Tim, I'm a real Peter Pan head.
Yeah, are you a real Peter Pan head?
I watched it a ton as a kid. So, I think it's really... stuck in my head.
Shows in your biases.
those numbers
that's one of the movies that Disney has an unskippable disclaimer when you try to watch Disney Plus.
And what does it say?
It's just like, at the time, the depictions of certain people were fine.
The Huffington Post, Tim, in 2014 asked, what makes the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And they asked this in regard to the type of jelly, bread, and peanut butter, smooth or creamy.
Okay.
What do you think was the most popular type of jelly?
I think they're going to say grape.
It was strawberry.
Strawberry.
But only by a little. 36% said strawberry. 31% said grape.
Okay. What are you?
I think I'm a strawberry guy.
Really? Yeah.
But I don't mind a grape either.
I like a raspberry.
Yeah. I'll kind of get whatever they got.
It's all the same to me. Like, I'm never like...
Yeah, it's mostly just like sugar.
Yeah. I don't necessarily... Mm-hmm. I'm not discriminating at all. It's not like if somebody asked me like... we have all the jellies you can think of. I'm going to make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What do you prefer? I'd be like, yeah, whatever's
blackberries.
Easiest.
Blackberries.
Blackberry jam's good.
Boysenberry.
What is the difference between jelly and jam?
Maybe sugar.
Jelly has like gelatin in it or something?
Yeah,
right?
Maybe something like jam that. I feel like jam isn't as processed.
Yeah.
Like jam's a little chunkier a lot of times.
Yeah.
Of course, most people said their favorite bread is white bread with a PB&J, 54%. I rarely eat white bread. I never buy it.
Same.
I like grainy bread. The grainier, the better.
I like grainy bread, but sometimes for PB&J, I just want a real mush fest.
Yeah.
I'll use smooth peanut butter, whatever jam is there. Potato bread.
Oh yeah, well that's
you know I'm a potato bread head.
That's the mushiest bread there is. And then you dip the whole thing in water.
Yeah. I'm usually eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches competitively.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did I not mention that?
No,
it's always,
no.
Yeah, it's usually in some sort of cutthroat competition.
Well, Tim, since you brought it up, I want to talk about some of the world records around peanut butter.
Okay.
There is a famous record breaker, Andre...
The Giant?
No.
I bet he ate a lot of time.
Ortolf.
He drank 100 beers in one sitting.
Yeah, something like that. Andre Ortolf... ate almost an entire jar's worth of peanut butter in 1 minute.
What?
Yeah, he is known.
Did he die from it?
No, he's known for being a bit of a record-breaking pro. He consumed 376 grams of the thick, sticky peanut butter in 1 minute. He also has the record for most baby food eaten in 1 minute. 2 pounds, a little over 2 pounds worth of baby food.
I think I could do that.
And then he also has, Tim, not one, but two different records here. He holds the record for most mustard drunk in 30 seconds and fastest time to drink 200 milliliters of mustard, 15.69 seconds. Yeah, he likes breaking records, apparently.
He ate a jar of peanut butter in 1 minute?
Yeah.
Is it? Does it start out in the jar?
What do you mean, does it start out in the... Oh, I... Like does
the
he
contents
have to scoop it out?
Emptied into, like, a big bowl? Because that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, or even if it's, like, a wide jar. Like, that's something I like about the Smuckers that I get. It's got a nice wide jar, nice wide mouth.
Yeah, really get in there. Wide mouth. Yeah, I feel like I could, like, if you put a jar's worth of peanut butter just in my hand, just glopped it on there. I feel like I'd eat that in 2 minutes.
No, because it would be all over the place. I'd be all over the place. Yeah, and I don't know if he could like drink water during that, because that's also...
That's got to be like, what was that, the cinnamon challenge? Like, if you can't drink water during it, like...
Yeah, I don't know if he'd be able to do it.
You're just going
to
seize up.
you're just going to choke on peanut butter.
Yeah, it's going to fill up like every hole in your head.
Also, a recent record, Tim, the furthest thrown peanut. It was by a guy...
Save it for the peanut episode.
CG Suwa. In Chiba Prefecture, which is the largest producer of peanuts in Japan. And the challengers wanted to attempt a related record to a locally produced product. He threw a peanut 124.4 feet in late November this past year.
Congratulations. I do have to say, I do not recognize world records.
Do you think you could? I mean, that's about half a football field.
Okay.
I think I could throw a peanut. It would depend on the peanut. You get a good peanut, though, and I think you'd really
so
let her rip.
That's so peanut-dependent, Tom. Yeah. And, like, half the guys out there, I'd say 80% of the guys out there throwing peanuts aren't even thinking about, is this going to be a world record?
Yeah.
So, like, how many peanuts are thrown that, you know, have exceeded that, but nobody's looking at grandstand about it.
Yeah.
They're just doing it for the love of...
I also saw a picture of the peanut, Tim, and it was like a single nut peanut, you know? Like a nice little... looks like a little baseball.
Oh, it was de-shelled?
No, it was in the shell, but you know how sometimes you get one in a shell?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that had to have made it easier, too.
And also, like, if you're calling Guinness to observe this...
uh-huh. I mean, at least for this, it was like to promote, you know, the local industry or whatever. That I get. The guy, this other guy who's just eating a jar of peanut butter and baby food.
Well, that's cool.
I feel like that's just okay.
No, well, no. Sometimes people are just chucking peanuts because they like to chuck peanuts. Yeah. Nobody's being like, I'm going to eat a whole jar of peanut butter in a minute without trying to grab the glory for it. That's not just a thing that you do.
I think some people maybe not. Maybe not for
like
speed.
If you're eating a jar of peanut butter in a minute,
mm-hmm.
you're at the very least going to somebody and going, watch this before you do it. You might not be calling the Guinness.
Watch this
judge.
In case I start choking to death. Yeah. Please, please watch this and help me if I need it. Call an ambulance.
So the Guinness Book of World Records, Tom, they put it in every school library in America.
Yeah.
But if a kid tried to eat that much peanut butter that quickly in the cafeteria, they'd send him home.
Yeah. They even have peanut butter in the cafeterias now? With
role models. Probably not. My son goes to a nut-free daycare.
Yeah, but they still let his dad in.
Okay, that's the wholesome joke I was looking for.
Well, speaking of unwholesome things, do you have feelings about other nut butters?
You know what, Tom?
What?
It's all the freaking same to me.
I
was an almond butter guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this just tastes like peanut butter.
Yeah,
peanut
butter is
cheaper.
Yeah.
I like almonds better than I like peanuts. Like, as a snack.
Yeah. I think I like both.
I like them both, but yeah. I prefer an almond.
Yeah. An almond is more substantial. right?
It's bigger.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
There are too many butters nowadays.
Who cares?
You got butter, regular butter.
Yeah, what? You dislike butter now?
You got these nut butters.
Okay.
Apple butter.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had apple butter, but it is intriguing to me.
Body butter.
What's body butter?
It's like a moisturizer.
Oh, I thought it was like butter made from a body.
Oh, interesting that's where can I get some of that?
No, I said that.
I have to post on Craigslist to trick somebody into letting me make them into that?
Tom, do you remember when you said that? And I said, ew.
Butternut squash.
Yeah. You have these written down.
Yeah, I've all written down. Okay. Apple butter. I looked up apple butter. Apple butter is just like, you know, when you're making applesauce, just keep it going. Keep it going. And that turns into nut butter.
It's not nut butter. It's apple butter.
I mean, it turns into apple butter. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe if you keep cooking it, it turns into nut butter.
There's that cookie butter that they have at Trader Joe's. I haven't had that either.
You haven't had that?
No.
That's the best.
Yeah, I know. Because they don't do free samples.
Right.
Right? So I've never sampled it there. Mm-hmm. I can't have a jar of that in my home.
No, I think I'll
eat it in one night.
I had a jar.
I'll be like that freaking guy. I wouldn't even be trying to
break a record.
I'd be trying to not break a record. Yeah. I'd be like, can I eat this slower? And I'd be like, no.
I think I bought a jar of that once. And it was gone so quickly that I was like, yeah, I can't buy this again. It's delicious. It's so good. But I mean, it's like Nutella. Like, it's not an actual, it's a dessert. You can't make a non-dessert sandwich out of it.
Right.
But there should be more dessert sandwiches.
This is interesting, Tom. Mm-hmm. Do you consider peanut butter a sweet or savory food?
It's savory because it's salty.
Yeah, but I feel like it gets this sweet rap, right?
Well, it goes very well with sweet things.
You got like peanut butter in Reese's peanut butter cups, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Peanut butter and chocolate.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Hey, has anybody ever
together?
Come up with a better combination than that?
No. I was just trying to think of.
Yeah. I think it gets paired with sweet things a lot. I put it on ice cream a lot. That's what I like. That's my favorite thing to do with it. They call peanuts ground nuts or ground peas.
You know what? You ever get the peanut butter sauce for ice cream topping?
I've seen it at the store, but I've never bought it.
Tom?
Yeah.
It's just like the stuff at Friendly's on those.
So it's just like a more sugary peanut butter.
Yeah. And a little bit like
drippier.
Yeah.
Viscous.
Less viscous.
Less viscous or more viscous?
Less viscous.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Huh. So water is not viscous?
No. The viscosity of gel is higher.
Wow.
I think.
I mean.
Now I'm not even sure viscous is a word anymore.
I'm not even. Yeah, I don't know if it even has anything to do with what you're talking about, to be completely honest with you.
Okay. Viscous. Okay. We're going to do this slowly. Having relatively high resistance to flow.
Okay.
So it is flow resistant.
Yes. So peanut butter is very viscous.
Right.
But then water is not.
Adhesive or sticky and having a ropey or glutinous consistency.
Okay. Interesting. Guess you learn something every day. Tim, the average, I was talking about how.
I knew that. I didn't just learn it.
Remember I was telling you about how much peanut butter Americans eat?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how much peanut butter the average European eats a year?
Is it? It's less. I know that. Unless we're talking about Norway.
No. Or maybe we're including Norway, but it's all of Europe. Again, this is from the Peanut Butter Board.
But Tom, remember what you were saying before is that per capita Norwegians eat more than anybody on Earth.
Yes, but now I'm talking about just, but now
so
we're
so they're
averaging,
bringing up the average
yeah,
for
but now
Europe,
we're
but
bringing
it's still going to be below, even with Norway
yes.
skewing things,
yeah.
Europe as mm-hmm. a whole is going to be less than the U.S.
Yes, This is for the average European for an entire year. How much do they eat?
Peanut butter? Like
peanut
what?
Butter.
No, no. What is the metric?
Yeah, peanut butter.
What is the metric? We did peanut butter.
You didn't give any metric.
No, we did number of peanut butter sandwiches for the U.S. Is that what I'm saying?
I'm saying just peanut butter total. Like in everything
pounds?
They eat. Whatever metric you want to use.
Jesus Christ, I mean, what are you going to give me?
If it's in Europe, you're going to have to use kilograms.
What is the number you have?
It will give it away if I tell you the number. Oh. Or the metric that I'm using. Just give me
the average or in total?
Average.
Per capita.
Per year. Per capita.
Yeah, okay. Tom. The thing
just
that,
give me a ballpark. How much do you think they eat? You're not going to believe it.
This is the thing, Tom, with you. You act like everyone else is an idiot when they're just asking questions.
I've given you answers. I'm saying just throw a number out there.
How much does the average European eat in
yes,
a year?
In a year.
I wasn't sure if it was like how much...
Of peanut butter.
A thimble's worth.
Pretty close, Tim. Less than one tablespoon.
What?
Yeah. So
what are
I would say that is
a thimble.
What are
they eating over there?
I can't believe you got that. Well, yeah, about a thimble's worth.
See, this is why I asked all those questions, Tom.
Yeah, I mean,
because I'm taking it seriously.
Because I think a thimble's smaller than a tablespoon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But like not much.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Huh.
You should write into the peanut butter board. And suggest maybe they change this to say a thimble.
I should write in and be like, I should be the chair.
Yeah. Or at least in charge
of
measurements and stuff. But yeah, less than a tablespoon. So nothing, which means that's got to mean like the majority of Europeans aren't eating any peanut butter all year.
What do they do? Do they not have Halloween? They don't have Halloween.
No, I mean, like now it's becoming a bigger thing over there, but I think that's just because like the internet and
yeah, because
and culture
one of those
spreading more.
One of those little Reese's peanut, the foil wrapped.
Yeah, game, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That's your yearly allotment. What a sad existence.
I mean, I've seen a lot of pictures in other countries where in the supermarket they'll maybe have an American section. And they'll have, like, you know, Lucky Charms and marshmallows and all the bullshit we eat, you know, every night for dinner. And that's usually where they'll have, like, I'm not sure if that's, like, the only place you can get the peanut butter or if it's just because they'll have, like, Jif. They'll have, you know, like, the most popular American peanut butter. But yeah, a lot of countries, Tim, they're not a
big. What are they eating?
I don't know. Not peanut
butter.
Sun butter?
You know what sun butter is?
What?
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, do you know what sun butter is? And I was going to say, no. And you were going to say, sun butter, stop me.
Oh, well, that would be. Can we retake it?
No.
It's a good alternative to nut butters, Tom.
Sun butter. Oh, sunflower. Yeah, I've had sunflower seed butter.
Yeah, it's super expensive, but you can like send it to school with your kid. You know, other kids aren't going to be.
Yeah, I guess it's like a different. Well,
it's a seed.
Yeah, and what?
Not a legume.
Yeah, peanuts are legumes.
But other nuts aren't legumes.
Yeah, like almond butter. Could you do like? Would that be all right?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
Nut free.
Oh, so it's nuts.
It's nuts.
Seeds are all right.
Yeah.
All seeds?
I don't know. Bird seed? I guess.
bird seed.
What?
What the hell is bird seed?
Seed made from birds?
Right. It's got to be something. I always just kind of thought they were sesame seeds, to be honest with you, but I never.
What is bird seed? Did you know?
Never had the nerve to try it.
But, we were looking this up yesterday. I think in a teaspoon of sesame seeds is a gram of protein.
Wow.
Yeah. Just grind up a bunch of sesame seeds.
Yeah.
You
can grind up a bunch of poppy seeds and inject it. It'll make you feel good. Did you know that?
Yeah. Injecting it, pretty much anything will make you feel good. Sunflower seeds.
Former President Bill Clinton says one of his favorite sandwiches is peanut butter and banana, which is also reported to have been the favorite of Elvis the King Presley.
Yeah, but Elvis also liked to put like bacon and stuff on
bacon
it.
And honey were how I always heard it. Yeah. And that he would like hollow out an entire loaf of bread to make that. Which, to be fair, that sounds even better.
Yeah, there was peanut butter
and banana is a good combo.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hey, tell that to my smoothies. They'll agree.
Okay.
They'll be like, that's what I am.
They talk?
Yeah. Talking smoothies.
I don't know about that. It's like that's
a Muppet situation.
What do you mean? It's a Muppet situation.
You know how like all the fruits and vegetables on the Muppets are like, hey,
okay, that's the kind of fruits and vegetables you get. Yeah. All right. Well, it seems.
Jar of peanut butter, too. Yeah, that's what I meant by a Muppet situation. How did you not just know that?
But then even after they're mashed up, they can still speak.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. It becomes a new thing. Talking, now the blender.
Talking smoothie. Yeah, talking blender.
You know what I really can't stand?
What's that?
When there's
God, you're going to have some very specific Muppet
No, it's more of when people complain about, you know, stuff like that, like Muppets or like Toy Story, like, well, actually, like, okay, so if there is a talking smoothie,
then what does this mean?
Yeah, then like, what about the grape that went into the smoothie? Did that die, and is that a new thing? Whose soul is in the smoothie?
We're all the people in the Cars universe.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's for kids. Shut up.
what do you think?
There was a peanut butter sandwich restaurant in New York. Oh, it was Peanut Butter and Company.
Yeah, I've been there. I've had a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, my freshman year of college, like, we were like, let's go to the peanut butter.
I
think it was before they like expanded into like having
a national brand.
Yeah, and having like peanut butters in supermarkets, right? Like, it was like a restaurant. And they had an Elvis sandwich. And I think
that's what I got.
I think I was thinking of getting it and then being like, you know what? I don't need all that.
George Washington Carver, frequently credited as the inventor of peanut butter. Apparently not the inventor of peanut butter.
Never understood the whole George Washington. They were like, hey, everybody, it's Black History Month now. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, here's Martin Luther King, and we're going to show you this one speech. And like, don't look into like any of the...
And he was just always a good guy and didn't want anybody to ever do anything bad.
No.
That's not what I mean. Like, people just say like, oh, he, you know... It's like, no, you have to always be nice and like not confrontational. Like,
he never questioned authority or anything.
Yeah,
he just,
that's what I mean.
One time he came out and said, we should all be friends. And everybody's like, yeah, you're right.
And that's what whenever there's like any kind of like protests or anything, people are always like, what would Martin Luther King think of this when, you know, there's like a problem?
It's like he would have been leading this protest.
Yeah, he would have been there. George Washington Carver.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, and the other guy we're going to learn about is George Washington Carver. Did you know he came up with 100 things to do with the peanut?
Yeah.
All right, that's it for Black History Month. And we were all like, what? Okay.
He was actually, he
like
had...
two guys. Oh, and Jackie Robinson, too.
Yeah.
He played baseball.
So he...
Not a robust curriculum in the 80s on Long Island.
No, he did not... invent peanut butter. I mean, it's been around since the Aztecs at least.
Right.
But he was like hugely, I mean, the contributions he had to agriculture were bigger than coming up with the idea of peanut butter. So he was like very influential, but I think that they don't know how to explain to kids. Like, he's the one that figured out you have to put like nitrogen in soil to get certain things to grow. And so they're like, hey, he came up with peanut butter. And it's just like, nah, he did apparently do a lot for like the peanut industry. And part of it was putting out a book with like, hey, here's all the shit you can do with peanuts. And, you know, drove some people wild. They never imagined so many things you could do with peanuts.
Could never imagine. You know what? The first peanut butter and company factory.
Yeah.
opened in 2003 in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Wow. Huh. Where was it?
The Greenpoint section of Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
according to my source, PRWeb.com.
It might have been in like a super fun site, and maybe that's why they don't want to talk about
it. Or maybe it's just a press release that is just has four sentences about the...
Tell me which blog it was on. What's there now? Peanut butter and jelly, Tim, were first combined in the early 1900s, but the sandwich didn't gain widespread popularity until the 1960s.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
In our parents' lifetimes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that strikes me as the type of thing that was probably like a regional thing first.
Right.
For like a while. And then, I mean, like I said, it was around in the early 1900s. So the idea was out there, but I guess.
Didn't catch on.
Just took a little while to catch on. Yeah.
It is very hard to find the address of this freaking peanut butter and company factory in Greenpoint.
Well, they don't want people to go there and start
the one that was open 20 years ago.
Yeah, start harassing whoever lives there now. Oh yeah, George Washington Carver was known as the plant doctor and the grandfather of peanuts, not the father, the grandfather. He discovered many ways to use peanuts and innovative farming methods, including crop diversification and soil conservation.
Okay.
And he became like famous in it. I think he lived pretty long and, you know, became famous within his own lifetime. So apparently like the last 20 years of his life, he was, famous guy. Walk into a restaurant. Oh, right this way. Oh, You'll be having the peanut butter sandwich, yeah, I assume. Like, sir. Jesus Christ. I want the steak.
Peanut butter coming out the wazoo at home.
Oh, the last thing I need is more peanut butter. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can go there for all our social media, our Discord, our subreddit. If you want to be mad at Tim for calling you a loser, those are the places to do it. You can also check out patreon.com/complete guide, where this week we're starting a big one for us. My Side of the Mountain by Gene Craighead George. Yeah. Sorry. The classic, the grade school classic, My Side of the Mountain.
I'm excited about it. Yeah. You're prompting me to say something.
Yes.
It's a book we've been talking about for years. Mm-hmm. We both vaguely remember reading it in grade school, in elementary school.
We read it twice.
Yeah, I mean, it kept...
they were like, just read My Side of the Mountain.
All my memories of it are bonkers. I'm curious to see...
About a New York City boy who's sick of it all and runs away to live in the woods.
Yeah.
Will he make it? Find out at patreon.com/complete guide. Tim, you have any... you like weird shit like pickles and peanut butter and stuff, right?
Yeah, I've been making a sandwich... as described by Sam Sifton, I think that's his name in the New York Times. Peanut butter and bread.
Uh-huh.
Pickles, sriracha, and so what?
It sounds so gross.
But like...
I'm not saying you're gross. I'm just saying it sounds like I'm intrigued.
And some soy sauce
I'm curious.
For like umami.
Salty flavor.
Yeah. I mean, think about it, Tom. Like,
so it's soy sauce, sriracha, and peanut butter.
And pickles.
Oh, and pickles. Okay. I mean, yeah.
Again, texture, flavors.
Yeah. I mean,
salt.
I guess that's it's kind of like...
I toast the bread, usually.
Like, I do like peanutty Thai dishes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's like kind of, you know, you're getting the soy sauce and the sriracha sauce. You're getting like some of those
Asian flavors man.
Yeah. Well,
you gotta try some stuff together.
Yeah. Maybe I should try some stuff together.
Let's try some stuff together, Tom. I feel like we were very reductive just talking about mostly peanut butter sandwiches here.
Mm-hmm.
And peanut butter is used in a variety of other things.
Like what?
My smoothie.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have any specific examples? Yeah, it's mostly for sandwiches, or you can like make a sauce out of it.
Yeah.
But how else are you? And I eat a lot of it like just by the spoon.
Do
like,
you eat a lot of it by the spoon?
Not a lot.
Are you one of these guys where it's like, I'm watching my weight, so I'm just going to have one spoonful of peanut butter before bed?
It's more like, it's late at night and I'm like, I want a snack, but like not anything too substantial.
Yeah.
And I'm looking in the cupboard and I'm like, oh, what about I just stick a spoon in this peanut butter and just have a mouthful of peanut butter as a snack.
What about freaking, it's only sandwiches. What about freaking ants on a log?
I was going to say ants on a log. Yeah. That's also pretty good. That's when you take a celery stick and then you put peanut butter on and then you put raisins and it looks like ants on a log.
Is that the only good use of celery?
You can put cream cheese in celery, too.
Yeah, it's too much cream cheese.
Or you can dip celery in blue cheese if you're having it with buffalo wings.
That's true.
Those are the only good uses for celery, though. And like Bloody Mary. I don't drink Bloody Marys, but...
I don't like Bloody Marys.
But some people do. And
you know what? I'm just nice going to come out and say it. Enough. I don't like Bloody Marys.
And are you going to say anyone who drinks Bloody Marys is a shithead? Loser that.
Yeah, and then anybody who can't take a joke will get all mad about it.
Well, it's good to see that you're taking it in stride at least. All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.